Now, only 2/3 of pupils at state schools in Northern Ireland are Protestant, according to new research. The Control School Support Council says the figures dispel the myth that it's the Protestant sector. Let me speak to Barry Mulholland, who is the chief executive of the group. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Barry, one of the really interesting things I've been reminded of in this research is that the control sector includes the integrated schools, it includes the special needs schools, it includes the Irish language schools.
It does indeed, yes.
And people, if they were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, would probably think they were all independent sectors. But are we saying now there's only controlled and maintained being the Catholic sector?
Oh, no, Frank. There would be controlled schools, maintained schools, voluntary grammar schools, formerly integrated schools. There would be grant maintained. And then there would be some independent Irish medium schools as well.
So we could lose track of where we are. That's the point I'm highlighting.
It's a very complex system, it is indeed.
So why was it important for the controlled section to do the research and to publish it as it's been covered this morning?
Well, we'd have to look at the history of the whole thing, Frank. Whenever a group got together about, it would be 7 years ago now, they argued the case that there should be a representative body for the controlled schools in Northern Ireland. And there was great debate over that years. And then in 2014, by the then Minister, John O'Dowd, that the Controlled School Support Council should be established. And that was followed through. And in September last year, the organisation came into being. And one of the first things that the organisation did was look at exactly what makes up the controlled sector, and it carried out baseline research. And this baseline research has dispelled a lot of myths that are out there, you know, particularly with regard to the makeup of the sector itself. There are about 558 schools in the controlled sector right across Northern Ireland. As you say, that covers nursery schools, primary schools, post-primary schools, which are both secondary and grammar, and special schools. And then within that, there would be integrated schools and Irish medium schools as well. It covers about 48% of the total number of schools in Northern Ireland and caters for 140,000 plus pupils with over 8,500 teachers within the system.
So describe to us the principal differences between the controlled sector and the maintained sector.
The controlled sector would have formed be known as the state sector, but it's made up of schools which have transferred to the state from the 1920s and more than the 1940s on, where the three main Protestant churches in Northern Ireland transferred the responsibility for the schools to the state and in turn had representation rights both on the education authorities of the day. That would have been the county education committees and then the education and levy boards and now the EA. And also rights of representation built into law in relation to the boards of governors of those schools. Now, those schools would have been perceived to have been Protestant schools, but it was very clear in the minds of the churches and those that were organising the schools that they were non-denominational Christian, and that's the values and belief systems that the schools would have in terms of their ethos. But they certainly would not have perceived themselves to be simply Protestant schools. The other myth that there would have been was that they were secular schools, and it was considered by some that these are state schools, so therefore they have no religious influence or no ethos which is influenced by religion. But it's very, very clear that they're non-denominational Christian and open to children of all faiths and none.
So the big difference, obviously, with the maintained sector is the maintained sector is based in the Catholic ethos.
Absolutely. And the controlled sector would have an ethos which, as I said, is based within non-denominational Christian values and beliefs, but open to children of all faiths and none.
Here's an interesting point. Some controlled schools have 50-50 religious balance. There are a small number that are over 90% Catholic. Is that right?
That's absolutely right, yes.
So is there no Catholic ethos in that school where there's 90% of the kids are Catholic?
No, the Board of Governors within that school work very, very closely, usually with the local parish, and the children within the schools would have access to all the sacraments, just like they would have in a Catholic-maintained school. It's a very good working relationship between the Board of Governors and the representative of the three main Protestant churches which sit on that Board of Governors and the local parish, usually with one of the parish priests coming in order to support the children in the sacraments.
Because
it works very, very well.
Okay, because more and more maintained schools are also taking in children from all ethnic backgrounds, religious backgrounds, and of course from families that have no religion whatsoever, as indeed the controlled sector is as well. So are we getting closer to a situation in Northern Ireland where religion is not that important in schools or shouldn't be the central plank within schools?
Well, I think the Christian ethos remains within the vast majority of schools within Northern Ireland, regardless of whether it's Catholic or from the Protestant churches. I think religion still plays a major role within education in Northern Ireland. Certainly the values and beliefs associated with the Christian religions.
Because there's a growing number of non-Christians joining certainly the primary school sector in Northern Ireland. And I'm not talking about non-believers. Of course there are non-believers, but I'm talking about non-Christians. I'm talking about Muslim children and Jewish children or whoever.
Oh, absolutely. When you look at the actual percentage breakdown in terms of the 140,000 plus pupils that attend controlled provision, you see about 66% of them come from Protestant faiths, 10% from Catholic, 18% would declare no religion, and 6% other. Now, in comparison with the Catholic maintained sector, it would be well up 98-99% of the children going into Catholic maintained schools would be from Catholic faith.
And are you all competing for budget? Is that what this is about, this research?
No, this research is focused on the makeup of the sector. It's designed to give us a baseline so that it will inform the practice and programme of the controlled school support sector in the future. It's very much developed in partnership between ourselves and the schools. And it's been a listening event and sitting down and discussing with our schools what's needed, what the need is, and how we can best respond to their need. We need to know the shape of the sector, you know.
Of course, but is it aimed at encouraging families who traditionally may have gone to the maintained sector to consider the controlled sector?
I think there's a growth in that, Frank. We're seeing that right across Northern Ireland. I would have been aware in my past role of schools where, due to demographic changes, the population going into the school changed significantly from what would have been traditional controlled makeup to 90% Catholic.
So we're in Northern Ireland, there are towns and villages that have a controlled school and a maintained school and not very many pupils in either school. So if they amalgamate, do they become controlled or do they become maintained or do they become integrated? How does that work?
Well, at this minute in time, I haven't got an example or I can't give you an example of where two schools from the maintained and the controlled sector have come together to form one new type of school. But there has been discussions around the possibility of joint faith schools, and that's an area that's still up for discussion.
And that's different from integrated?
Yes, that would be subtly different from integrated, but I think if you were going to get into a discussion about that, you would need to talk to representatives of the churches themselves.
Yeah, it is very complex, isn't it? For such a small place, it's very complex.
It is. But I would have to say that right across Northern Ireland, when you're talking to principals, you'll see some fantastic examples of shared education practice where schools are working very, very closely together at both primary and post-primary level, where children are going into each other's schools, taking part in joint activities. The shared practice is fantastic, and there's resource coming into the system in the future to support that even more.
You're confident of that? You're confident that there is resource coming into the system?
Well, on shared education, yes. I share the concern of all involved in education in relation to the budget situation that we're facing at the minute.
Or a lack of government.
We can argue whether it's a lack of government or whether the government, even if it did come into power and our assembly came back, they're still going to have limited resources for public services. But I'm very concerned at the situation that exists at this time in terms of schools. It's very, very challenging. And I know in the controlled sector, and I'm sure it's the same and maintained in every other sector, schools, boards of governors and principals are working extremely hard to deliver the best programme they can within the budget that they've been allocated, but it's becoming increasingly difficult.
We do have too many schools, don't we?
Well, there's a programme of area planning which has been developed at this time, and that's going to look at the number of schools, where they're located, the type of schools and the opportunities for greater working together. There's a general view that there are too many schools at this time, but that's something that would have to be looked at. It would have to be looked at in great detail, and proper decisions would have to be made in relation to any changes in relation to schools.
Okay. Well, Barry, the research will add to all the discussions and the debate, the latest research putting the spotlight very much on the controlled sector. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Frank.
Thank you.